W2JKT by Echolink.
Echolink station, was that W2JKK? KA2TXJ here.
KA2KXA, I think it was. It's Whiskey 2, Juliet Kilo Tango. It's rolling up 85 here on Echolink because I don't have any radio in this car yet.
Radio sounds a little echoey, but you are readable. Yeah, the call is KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet. Yours was W2JKT, right?
Yeah, roger, roger, W2JKT. Yeah, I don't know what I can do about the echo. The phone's going through the car system, so not sure what I can do.
Down.
I think you might have tried to send something, but I only just got a little chirp. Anyway, name here is Eric, Echo Romeo India Charlie. Again, I'm just headed up 85, headed home. What are you up to today?
Name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike. I was just asking if you had the window rolled down, because maybe that's what the background noise is.
No, it's buttoned up tight, and all the windows are closed. I don't even have the air conditioning on. It's an electric car, so I try to save energy when I can, but I don't know. Not sure. Let me see if I can maybe just turn the volume down a little bit or something. I don't know if it reduces the mic sensitivity as well. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, you are readable. So where are you in W2 land?
Well, I'm only from W2 land. I'm currently I-85 North, exit 70. I live in Shelby, North Carolina, so I'm on my way home from work. I've been waiting for this car to come in for a while. The morning crew here, I usually chat with some folks on here on the way in the morning, and usually a couple of others on the way home, try to make the long commute go by. But yeah, finally got my new car. Don't have the radio put in yet. That'll happen tonight. So hopefully I'll be back on RF tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Very good. What kind of electric car is it?
This one is the Chevy Bolt EUV. I guess it's the slightly larger version of the Bolt, regular or whatever. But yeah, I have had it on order for a while, and with my I just moved to Shelby a couple of months ago, and so my commute turned into about 170 miles round trip. And I figured the electric car would be a good investment since I get to charge for free at work. And we also have a free charging station in Uptown Shelby, so I basically never have to pay. It saves me a lot of money on gas every month.
Well, that does sound like a pretty good deal. How long did you have to wait for that?
I managed to get one that had already been on order for a couple of months, and the buyer canceled and took their deposit. So I only had to wait about 4 weeks, I think. For the rest of it to come in, maybe a little less. But otherwise, special orders are taking, 3 to 4 months. You just walk into a Chevy dealership and order one custom, which is basically what you have to do because as soon as they show up on the lot, they disappear. With gas being over $3, it's a pretty good argument for an electric vehicle.
So, well, eventually, I guess we'll probably all be driving one of those. So whereabouts were you living before Shelby, since you got a two-call? You might have noticed I'm a two-call as well, so you're from north somewhere?
Yep, sure am. I do the same thing whenever I hear a two-call on the repeater down here. I try to jump in and just kind of find out where people are from. But, yeah, I'm originally from New York. I got my license when I was living in New Paltz, which is about an hour and a half north of New York City. I was in middle school, and I had a math teacher that had a Kenwood in the back of the room, and I was already a big nerd, so I took an interest in it and ended up getting my license. I think it was 7th grade, and the rest is history. Just moved down here. Life took me down to the south, and been here ever since.
Okay. I'm originally from New Jersey, and didn't start out quite that early in ham radio, but been a ham for... I guess probably a little over 30 years now.
That's a respectable amount of time. I think I'm at 35 or something like that. you know, after a while, you just stop really counting because it's just something to do. But, yeah, it's been a fun hobby. I've gotten a lot out of it. And it sure makes these commutes pass by a little quicker when, you know, there's somebody to talk to instead of just, you know, either blaring the radio or, you know, just, like, staring at the road. And especially since I go in, you know, I leave home around 5 o'clock in the morning and get to work around 6:15, 6:30. Then leave work at 3 and head home. But, yeah, that morning drive, it's really nice to have those guys to talk to.
Yeah, I'm not usually up that early, although I am sometimes hitting the bathroom for that period of time and going back to bed. But I have heard those guys in the morning. I know there's quite a group that uses this machine every morning.
Yeah, it's a good bunch of guys. We have a good time, and there's another gentleman that lives not too far from me up in North Carolina who also has a Bolt, and he jumped in one morning, and he was actually kind enough to send me pictures of his radio installation and links to some of the hardware that he used to make it work with his Bolt. So yeah, I was grateful for that, and I'm going to try to get my radio put in tonight if I can. If not, maybe tomorrow at the latest, but I definitely want to have it you know, going sooner rather than later. Someone had a hot mic there for a minute, but no, I don't. I usually lose the repeater right around exit 85. Sometimes I can get it all the way up to 96 where I get off, but lately it's just the propagation has not been so good, or maybe they're on a backup machine or something. But I usually lose it around exit 85.
About how far is that from there to your work location?
Well, I'm at exit 27, so it's about 60 miles or so.
Yeah, I've not worked the machine going in that direction. I know it gets really good coverage, and sometimes, surprisingly, well into other areas of North Carolina, about, you know, around the Asheville, Hendersonville area. But that's very good.
W2JKT. Yeah, no, it's good. I can actually, I have a dual band antenna at the house up about 25 feet, and I can actually key the repeater, but I can't really hear it coming back. It's just out of reach, but it's kind of a shame because I'd like to be able to get into this machine over the air from my house, but, you know, it's just an omnidirectional vertical. I'm sure that if I had something with some directivity, I could get in. But anyway, I'm going to sign with you. I'm getting into the construction zone up here in Gaffney, and I need to jump off here and then pay attention, make sure I don't get hurt. So it was good talking to you. Again, name's Eric, and maybe we'll run into you a little bit later. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good rest of your drive. Yeah, it gets a little dicey up there with all those lane changes and narrow lanes. Okay, well, you be careful, and nice chatting with you, and perhaps we'll talk down the road. KA2TXJ.